It's 11:59 on Saturday, June 13th, 2015. And this is The Hidden Grit, and I'm Justin. So, odd topic tonight. The importance of fights. I don't think normal human relationships happen in a vacuum. I think that inevitably we fight. We argue, we disagree, we have points where we don't come to terms. At least not easily. So, I won't get into the details. But basically, me and my wife had a fight today. It was a reasonable argument on her part. I didn't agree. And don't get me wrong, we normally are pretty good about having discussions about things and disagreements. But certain levels of frustration happened and certain disagreements happened that finally you get to the point where she basically didn't want to talk about things. And I basically said, look, you know, at this point, let it out. You need to yell, you need to scream, do it. And so she did, and we had a fight. And I think it's better that she did. Because both of us have a habit of trying to hide how we feel, because we don't want to upset each other, we don't want to hurt each other, we don't want to make the other person feel bad. So even when we have these feelings, these angers, these disappointments, disagreements, we don't bring them up too often because we don't want to hurt the other's feelings. We don't want to make the other upset. And I think it's bad that we do that too often because we hold too much stuff in, we hold too much stuff to ourselves, and it doesn't resolve anything. It doesn't lead to a change in action and evolution and who and what we are as a couple. I think the persona that a couple is forged in both a gentle hand for delicate moments, but sometimes you need to just hit something with a goddamn hammer. A metaphorical hammer, never a literal hammer. But, and that's what I think some of these fights are. I think they're the things where we get to a point and something has to change. A pressure point, a valve, a point where a disagreement has to be resolved. And it erupts. You know, even though I think the two of us are very good about talking about stuff, you know, those stuff that erupts, the stuff I was talking about earlier that we don't upset the other one for, that builds up and we deal with it. So that's what happened today. We have dealt with it. And I feel better after I've yelled. I think most people do. So long as you're yelling in a healthy space where, you know, people understand why the other person's yelling, we understand, you know, that this is venting and frustration that needs to get off our chest. It's not abusive, it's not. None of our yelling was the type that, you know, was intended to insult or alienate the other person. You know, I didn't belittle her, she didn't belittle me. You know, we just yelled our frustrations. And we made choices because of it. Choices that I think are healthier for us. Choices that I think will lead to, you know, a stronger future for us. It felt good to erupt. Because we gave ourselves permissions. And so, I think, I mean, you know, maybe some of you guys are therapists or psychologists or whatever who might have opinions on this, who may tell us, you know, maybe it's wrong, maybe it's right, I don't know, it feels good for us. Because I feel closer afterwards. Because it's never abusive, it's raw honesty, which sometimes hurts. But it's needed. And so, that's why I think fights are important. It's the spirit of it, though, that matters. Because again, you know, I think if the fights are abusive, I think the fights are designed to belittle one or both parties, or they lead to violence, or if they lead to hurt feelings afterwards where things weren't resolved. They're not about letting steam off. They're not about being a healthy environment where you can vent your frustrations. Then, yeah, I don't think they're good. But I think so long as you have a healthy environment that you're supporting the other person's desire to express an emotion, then I think it's okay. And so, we fought. But that's okay. Because we're a stronger people for it. And I love her very much dearly, and she loves me very much dearly. And so, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.